There's a tunnel system here.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Talk to us about the tunnel system.
The tunnel goes in underneath the house, and we've had a million people ask us, does it go to the carriage house? Because there was gossip that it did. I've known people who have lived in the carriage house previously, and they said they never found any kind of entrance at their end. But the idea was the fact that in the winter, if it was too bad, you could walk through the tunnel to get over here. But I'm sure that never happened, because when you get down in the tunnel, which I've been all the way through underneath our house, and it's a maze. I'm 5'10". I could not stand up straight in the tunnel. Probably a person who was 5'5 or 5'6 could walk. And it's lit. You can flip a switch and there's light bulbs and it's lit the whole way. So you can see where you're going. It was mainly used for piping, and the house was built during Prohibition. So it could have been built for hiding things too. I'm not sure.
Where does this tunnel go?
It doesn't go anywhere except underneath the house. Now there is one area. He was joking me when I first was married to him, and he told me there were pictures of old girlfriends down there just to see if I would take the bait and go crawl in there. And of course I did. Here I was crawling through the basement trying to figure out where these pictures were. Little did I know that he could flip a switch and the whole thing was lit. So I was with a flashlight going through this, and it's not scary at all. It's very clean. He had it completely cleaned out when we moved back into the house. We didn't mess with it that much previously when we had lived here earlier. I only lived with him here for about 3 years before we moved away. And then we moved back and lived here quite a bit longer.
So the tunnel, we don't know why it was built?
Well,
we're just guessing?
No, it's got pipes and things that run through it. And I know when I was turning corners, it turns and it turns. I mean, it's like a maze. Like an English garden maze where you don't quite know where you are. And at one point, I heard Wayne above me going, have you had enough? He was on the floor above me, the ceiling above me. There are four places in the floor in the basement. It's terrazzo on the floors down there. And there's a little metal pull that you can take off. And you can pull a big, if you can lift it, block of concrete up. And it lets loose into the basement floor. So Wayne at one point lifted it up because I couldn't find my way back. I had turned enough times, I could not find my way back. But I did come to one place where the tunnel was bricked off, and I noticed it was newer brick than the old. So that led me to believe possibly there had been a tunnel that had gone over to the old carriage house. Because as far as I could tell, it was on the south wall, which would be in the direction of the carriage house.
It had to go somewhere. They had to.
Everyone wants it to. I think it was just with the radiators and the radiant heat and all that, and they had to have piping, possibly easier access.
And then it had to be that big so that a man was going to walk down there and fix it.
Right.
They had to have room to do that.
Right.
So it wasn't just to carry the pipes. So maybe that makes sense. But should we leave it as, it's a mystery, we don't know, or you think we know?
I know enough to know that at one point there was a big hole that had been bricked off by newer bricks.
All right, so let's assume it was going somewhere.
And if it's out there underneath the ground between us and the carriage house, you wonder if it's ever going to collapse and the ground's going to sink in that direction, but never have noticed.